This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
No man once had told me, son, don't stick around. Don't pass your time on the ballroom lights, dreaming in this town. You'll end up on the sill, dusty, old, and gray. Or you might end like a bottle broken empty in this way. So don't take me home, I ain't coming back. There's a life somewhere further down the track. Show me that place where the rivers run, where skies are blue, have just begun. Now the leaves fall on a back porch, rain won't ever rain. The stars won't shine and the wind is wise, alone without a friend. I think about the home road and how to let it down. Stuck behind it lonesome, ain't no hope here to be found. So don't take me home, I ain't coming back. There's a life somewhere further down the track. Soon be that place where the rivers run, where skies are blue, have just begun. And drink a few, then head out on a run. The city lights behind, highway signs ahead. Where there ain't a place where a rest is made, rest his weary head. So don't take me home, I ain't coming back. There's a life somewhere track. Show me that place where the rivers run, where skies are blue, have just begun. And don't take me home, I ain't coming back. There's a life somewhere skies are blue, have just begun. Where skies are blue, have just begun.
This New Hampshire duo has two albums under their belts, Folk Heroes and A New Pair of Shoes. And it's Scott Heron and Betsy Green. Together, they are Green Heron. Welcome, Green Heron, to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. I had not had the opportunity to check out your music until Woody Pringle said, yeah, to check out Green Heron. Have you heard of them? And I'm like, darn, no. I hope, I'd like to know everything. But unfortunately, I don't, but was pleasantly surprised to receive your music in the mail and to be able to have you in today. So welcome to The Folk Show, Green Heron.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Who's going to tell us about the first tune?
Well, that's a song I wrote, Scott, if you can tell by my voice, called Skies of Blue. That's off our first album, Folk Heroes. And I guess it's just a song about I don't know, things not working out in your life, and the things you know are just no longer working for you.
So. Well, how did this work out for you? Because you were a rocker, weren't you? And then you come back and you're writing folk music and you're playing with a banjo player and a fiddler. So how did that happen?
I was playing in a metal band, or a couple metal bands back in my younger days. And I don't know. I just stopped plugging in after a while and got an acoustic guitar. I've always loved like classic rock, and that somehow got me into Bob Dylan, well, the band.
Yeah.
And they were always influenced by the Roots. And so that's just kind of, it's just a natural progression to go from, folk rock, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie type of stuff.
Are both of your roots in New Hampshire? I know, Betsy, your roots are kind of in Massachusetts, where you played in a family band, right?
Yeah, and I still do that quite often, but we're both actually from Massachusetts, different parts of Massachusetts. And
yeah,
we both
moved
up here separately, and then we met up here.
So what's the Green Heron story?
Well, we met, we both were in different bands. I play with my sisters, the Green Sisters, down in Mass a lot, and we had a joint gig with Scott's band, which was the Opined Few, and then we just kind of jammed together at the end of the evening and then just kept in touch from there, and then I joined his band, and that's what happened.
I think when we first met, during that jam, I made a comment saying, oh, we should start like a band together. We call it, use our last names, call it Green Heron. It's a bird.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, we're really happy that you did, and we welcome you to the folk show. How about another tune? Green Heron.
We're going to do a fiddle tune called Tennessee Mountain Fox Chase.
Coast Edge called their Folk Heroes album Bluegrassy Bliss. So how's the bliss going for you?
So far, so good.
You had a chance to perform with Del McCurry, isn't that right?
Yes, that was an honor.
That's
we played
cool.
At Prescott Park in Portsmouth.
I wouldn't say that we played with him.
Well,
we played before him.
Got the honor of
at the same time
opening for the band.
Yeah, they're changing how they say openers now. They usually just say and.
Yeah.
So that's
We were very lucky to be part of that and statement.
How long have you been playing together?
I think our first gig was December of 2017. So a couple years, a little over 2 years.
Well, we've been playing in bands together since 2016.
Yeah.
And your albums, New Pair of Shoes and Folk Heroes, one of those albums took only, 12 hours to produce, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that part of the RPM challenge?
Yeah. So, it's an annual challenge every February to record 10 of your original songs all within the month of February. And we had given it some thought, and we thought, oh, that'd be cool to do. And we had a bunch of friends that were doing it. And then we just kind of let it sit for a while until the 28th of February came along. She was at work, and I work from home. And I called her up. I'm like, do you want to record an album today?
Today.
We had the songs already kind of worked out, so it was sort of just a matter of putting them down there. But it was quite a marathon.
It was a marathon, yeah.
And any plans to do another one?
Yeah, we are having thoughts about a third one, which we'd like to do this year. But it'll probably be more... The first two albums are mostly original songs, and we'd like to do an album that's sort of representative of what we do at a live gig, which would be a combination of original stuff and fiddle tunes and more traditional old songs. So that'd be fun.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Elm Street Group at Morgan Stanley, professionals committed to personalized financial advice and dedicated to investor success. To email the Elm Street Group at morganstanley.com. I'm Kate McNally, and our guests in the studio, Betsy Green and Scott Heron. Together, they are Green Heron. It's a real treat to have them in here, finally. We've been hearing great things about them, and it really is a pleasure to have them here in our studio. You going to play another tune?
Sure, we're going to do another original song, this one off of our latest New Pair of Shoes. This is a song Betsy wrote.
It's called Down by the Lake.
Flow and tell me, where do they go? And don't you know there's still time for everything? Are you hanging on to something that's far from love and far from the life and the laughter that you should own? I'm going where the flows, there the banks are soft and slow, and time doesn't take me anywhere. Well, I can take you where I'm going, the water bends and you can't swim, I know, and it's time to find my own. I know, and it's time to find my own.
That's a track from the new release, New Pair of Shoes, from Green Heron here on The Folk Show. Your Folk Heroes album came out in, what, 2018?
Yeah.
And it actually was voted one of 2019's best 25 albums from the Seacoast music scene. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. We're in good company.
So Folk Heroes, who are your Folk Heroes?
Well, first of all, I would say that we felt like a little bit pretentious naming it that, because I was saying, oh, we don't want people to think that's what we're calling ourselves.
Right, yeah. But there's right. There's a title track on that album called, you know, Folk Heroes. And so it just kind of, it's a nod to all of these traditional songs, all of the Liza Janes and whatnot. And I always think of people like Mississippi John Hurt. Like, to me, he's a folk hero. So it's basically whoever inspired us. Mm-hmm. Woody Guthrie, those types.
So who inspired the Green Sisters, for example?
Well, I think that's a combination of what we used to listen to as kids, which a lot of times isn't your choice per se. But growing up, we would have a lot of bluegrass in the house, and also a lot of things like Billie Holiday, my dad used to play a lot, and classic rock we'd hear. So I really gravitated toward the bluegrass, the voices, and, you know, we used to make fun of the voices a lot because they're kind of nasally. But now that's kind of what I really love about it. But with the Green Sisters, we do a lot of different types of music, and we all write music, so there's many different styles, whereas Green Heron is... I would say more folk, quote unquote, because we do that type of thing. But yeah,
do you share the duties? Do you share the songwriting duties?
I would say we both write songs. Scott writes more songs than I do, but in terms of what we would play in a live setting, we probably split it. Even.
Oh, we definitely we try to split it 50-50. Yeah, our live shows. We don't do a lot of our original material. For whatever reason, we just love the old fiddle tunes, the old bluegrass songs. Those are probably the most fun.
What's your show at the Book and Bar going to be like? That show's coming up on Friday in Portsmouth. So when you do a show like at a place like the Book and Bars, it's a mix of maybe some Celtic and some fiddle tunes. And
yeah, there'll be probably a bunch of older bluegrass songs. There'll be some original songs, fiddle tunes.
A lot
we'll
of
definitely
fiddle tunes. A lot of lively tunes. Some old blues. I love the jug band blues. And we also have an opener that night called Party of the Sun, and they're from kind of the Keene, Peterborough area. And so we're very excited. It's totally on the other side of the spectrum in terms of folk, kind of more modern. Mm-hmm. Indie folk type of stuff.
Some other shows that are coming up, they've got a show happening on the 19th over at the Newburyport Farmers Market. And then looking ahead to, let's say, the 25th, there's another show that's happening.
We're going to be
that
up at
up
the
Burlington.
Is that in Burlington?
Yeah, the Lamp Shop, the Light Club Lamp Shop. I never get that right, in Burlington.
And the Hearing Room in February, that's the first in Lowell. And close by here, the Tailgate Tavern, that's in Stratum, and that's on Valentine's Day.
We thought we should do that one because, you know, we're a married couple. Okay. And what better way to celebrate than play music together?
Together,
play a
absolutely.
Bunch of sappy bluegrass love songs. Well, they're usually murder ballads, so I don't know how sappy it's going to get. But
I know. Pushed her in the water, cut off her fingers.
Oh,
yeah. Nippo Lake Bluegrass Series is, you're going to be over there on March 1st. And then Oyster River Folk Music on March 7th. Sea Dog Brewing Company. So you guys are really getting around. That's on March 17th. Sea Dog Brewing Company, that's on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Yep. We're actually planning kind of a stretch of St. Patty's Day, well, St. Patty's Week gigs. So I think from that Sunday to the Friday, we're going to be pretty well booked up.
Yeah, and we'll probably do some more Irish stuff than we typically do during those.
And, you know.
Well, maybe get the Spain Brothers, at least one of them, on to join us on some. And then we're playing with the Spain Brothers on that Friday after at the Rex Theater in Manchester. And that'll be a lot of Irish stuff.
Yeah, there'll be other acts on that bill too, as well, to be determined.
Oh boy, tis the season.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't really feel like it right this second. No. Yeah.
Right, we're in spring now.
You're listening to the Folk spring. Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear some more from Betsy Green, Scott Heron, Green Heron, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
On the next morning edition, if you've ever considered running a marathon, it doesn't matter how slow you go. New research shows it can significantly improve your heart's health.
The benefits begin once you get off the couch and start moving.
Also, Oscar nominees are revealed. We'll take a look at some of the contenders. Listen for all kinds of stories on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Morning edition weekdays from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Rick Ganley. Tell your smart speaker to tune in to NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Gunstock Mountain Resort. Since 1937, generations of skiers and riders have been saying, "I learned to ski and ride at Gunstock." Chase your path at gunstock.com. I'm Kate McNally, and this is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a treat to have Green Heron in the studio. We've got a fiddle in one hand, a guitar in the other hand. Let's see what else you've got for us tonight here on the Folk Show at NHPR. What are you going to play?
This is going to be an old song called The Hesitation Blues.
I was a duck, I dive to the bottom, but I never come up. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must hesitate. Well, I ain't no doctor, but the doctor's son. I can play the doctor till the doctor comes. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Hesitate. Well, I was born in England, raised in France. Only said a coat hanger once in a van. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Can I get you now? Must hesitate. I was born in Alabama, raised in Tennessee. Don't you like my pizzas, don't shake my chain. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must hesitate. As I can see, a man's got a woman and a blues got me. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must hesitate. I got the hesitation stockings, hesitation shoes. Oh, Lord, Lord, I got the hesitation blues. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must hesitate. Hesitate.
Just love that tune, Hesitation Blues from Green Heron here on the Folk Show. It looks like you guys are having a good time.
Oh, we try to, yeah. It's a blast to play this kind of music.
It's a little nerve-wracking to be playing it on the radio, but...
Well, that's true.
Oh, but we're harmless. And our audience is going to be loving you. So tell me, do you have a Facebook group and or a Facebook page and that kind of thing? How do you get the word out about your stuff?
Facebook's huge. We're on, Facebook, Green Heron Music, Facebook, or greenheronmusic.com, whichever you like. We have shows listed and videos and whatnot. So,
what are you looking forward to the most in the next year? So it's a new year, 2020. What's exciting you
about?
That's
a great question. I feel like this year is just keeps getting more and more exciting. I don't know if it's because it's warm out today, but we got some fun stuff happening. We're going on an Irish music cruise in May where we're playing. The Spain Brothers are doing that too. And that'll be, it starts in Spain, so that'll be our first time in any of the countries over there on the Mediterranean.
And our first time playing music overseas, which we're really excited about.
So that's awesome. And yeah, we just have a bunch of fun stuff coming up.
Yeah. So you're going to start a cruise in Spain, and you'll be on a boat playing lots of music. Are you going to stop places and play music in those places too?
Well, basically we're playing on the cruise, but we're definitely going to be, we're thinking we'll probably go onshore and maybe just try to busk around in the streets for fun.
So I think most of the organized music,
all the organized stuff is on the ship
on board.
Itself.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun. Good for you. Yeah. So that's in May.
That's in May, yeah.
And so if people want to tag along, can they find out that information on your Facebook page?
Yep.
They can go to our Facebook page, and they can go to irishmusiccruises.com. That's who's putting it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about immersion.
I know.
Wow. So that's a big, exciting thing that you're doing this year. Anything else in terms of opportunities for writing or anything like that?
We're always writing a little bit here and there. So with a new album kind of in the works, we may or may not be putting original music on there. We're not sure yet.
Might be easier for you because you work at home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I would think, right? Yeah. Do you think he has the edge, Betsy?
I do find that it's an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
But I have recently started working only 3 days a week, so that is very helpful in terms of having some time for creative relaxation and thought.
A little bit more time than you had.
Yeah.
Previously.
We sure are happy that you took the time to visit us. I know you've got a busy schedule with the show that's coming up over at the Book and Bar. That's in Portsmouth on Friday night. And then a ton of other shows. To find out more, visit their website. And that is, it's greenheron.com. Is that right?
Greenheronmusic.com.
Greenheronmusic.com. Yeah. Betsy, you've got the guitar now. You had a fiddle and you had a banjo. Do you have a preferred instrument that you play, or are there any others that you're hiding that we haven't seen?
My preferred instrument is definitely the fiddle. So that's what I play probably 90% of the time in a live setting. But the guitar and the banjo is what I find that I write songs on most of the time. That's kind of new in the past few years for me.
And Scott's got a banjo too. Anything else besides the guitar and banjo that you're playing?
I'm trying to learn the fiddle. I mean, I've owned a fiddle for a while, but when you live with a fiddle player, you start to pick up a little bit.
He's sounding good. He also plays bass with various people. The Double Crossers he plays bass with, which is another band, New Hampshire band.
Now, how often do you get to play with your sisters, Betsy?
We play probably 2 to 4 times a month, but it's usually down in Central Mass area, Western Mass.
So you folks are really busy.
We try to keep, we
no
love music,
yeah.
So it's just second nature.
You can tell. You can tell you really love it.
And it's kind of I always find it to be unfair when you can be playing music with your spouse, because you don't have to say like, oh, I'm going to leave for another evening of playing music.
Yeah.
Leave you here in the house.
Right.
It's like we get to go together.
Sure, that's great.
It makes it easy.
Yeah, it keeps the guilt meter down.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, super, and you get to do what you love. Well, thank you so much for stopping by here. I hope you will visit us again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Could you play one last tune?
Sure. This is going to be a bluegrass number. It's called Tomorrow I'll Be Gone. Well, lost like a grain of sand on the sands of time. Trust it and believe. Love I thought was mine. Well, tossed like a ship on the waves of the storm. To find myself alone, and tomorrow I'll be gone. Well, I'll be gone when your blinded eyes open wide to see. You're a loser in this game of love you played so carelessly. Well, you thought you knew love faithful like a bird it has flown. But now you're left alone, and tomorrow I'll be gone. Well, gone.
played so carelessly. Well, you thought you were not faithful like a bird in its flown. But now you're left alone, and tomorrow I'll be gone. Faithful like a bird that has flown. And now you're left alone, and tomorrow I'll be gone. Well, now you're left alone, and tomorrow I'll be gone.
Folk Heroes and New Pair of Shoes are their latest releases. It's Betsy Green and Scott Heron. Together they are Green Heron. Such a treat to have them stop by. En route to some performances at the Portsmouth Book and Bar on the 17th. Also going to be over in Newburyport on the 19th. And lots of other shows. You can find out where they're going to be by visiting their website at greenheronmusic.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Franklin Savings Bank has been a supporter of New Hampshire Public Radio for many, many years.
Don Beers is head of marketing for Franklin Savings Bank and a proud NHPR underwriter.
For us, it was important to attract those who choose to live, work, and play in the communities that we serve.
Learn more about how to connect with NHPR's community-minded audience at nhpr.org/underwrite.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Music Hall's Writers on a New England Stage series presenting David Blight discussing his book Frederick Douglass, Thursday, January 16th at 7 p.m. Tickets at themusichall.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.